So tonight's shiur is, as advertised, is Le'ilui Nishmas, our founder and the Ruach HaChaim of the shiur, Rabbi Chai Arbisfeld, Rab Chaim ben Avram Arbisfeld, Zecharno Lebracha, who really shepherded the shiur. You know, he began the shiur, really. It was his idea, and he shepherded it along, supported it, in all different ways. And, we have to change the venue for parking or for other reasons. He took the initiative in that, as well. And, he was behind the scenes in many things, but he was always really guiding and directing, and, his contribution, as in so many other areas that he was involved with, was really done with generosity, financial generosity, sure, but also most important, generosity of spirit and really lishma and kindness. And, we really, of course, we miss him as a good friend, and we miss his presence in the Jewish community and all the different concentric circles. So this shiur, Monday night before Chag HaMatzos, is always going to be Le'ilui Nishmaso, and the neshama should have an aliyah. I thought I would speak about, I mentioned last week, I would speak something about Hallel, so it's kind of Hallel. I thought what I would do is speak about Hallel Haggadah, that we say, towards the end of the Haggadah, and really the concept of a fifth kos, which is, as we'll see, a very controversial issue. Different gersos in the Yerushalmi and in the Gemara. It was a very popular idea, in the time of the Gaonim, and kind of fell into disfavor in Ashkenaz. But in the world of Provence, once again, it had a certain charm and, was given a certain stature. And, then much later, it became also, in our family, this is actually a very interesting issue if I get a chance to speak about it later, because my great grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Yudel Rosenberg, Zecharno Lebracha, who was, the chief rabbi of Montreal for many years, and was he, among other things, he put out the Haggadah of the Maral, way back in the day. And, he also published it with the Gvuras Hashem of the Maral, and then with two other commentaries called Lashon Limudim and Divrei Negidim, which he purportedly copied from the Ksaviyat of the son-in-law of the Maral, and there's a very big historical controversy about whether that really is the case or really it's his own work. I don't want to go into those details, but I'll discuss it later. The Maral, the Divrei Negidim and the Lashon Limudim, you have a different perspective, lahalacha, on whether or not to observe the fifth kos or not. And that became a very big, controversy. So I'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But of course, the bigger idea that I'm interested in is, the conceptual significance of there being or not being a fifth kos, and impact that has on some of the themes of the evening. So we won't be able to exhaust this topic, obviously, in the time that we have, but I do want to touch on some of the issues and, leave you with food for thought, about some of the questions. So let's begin from the beginning. Again, I apologize for the Marmokobos coming late. I've just been very, very busy with other things, including my father's yard site last night. So it's, maybe they'll come, the cavalry. And if not, we'll just, if you have a Gemara, you'll be able to follow either way. So let's start with the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The context is the Mishnah earlier. The Mishnah, as you know, in Arbei Psachim, delineates the various kosos of the Dalet Kosos. The, you know, it's a very fascinating thing. We've discussed this many, many times. The, you know, the Seder is organized, you know, according to numerous overlapping, principles. That itself is just a very fascinating, concept. There, you know, there's a Seder, and the Seder, you know, is, determined, you know, by obviously the mitzvos halayla and, you know, the simanim. That's one of the reasons that we formulate and, you know, sing about the simanim in the beginning. And more than once, it's almost like we're foreshadowing how we're going to organize, you know, the night and everything that needs to be accomplished, you know, during that night. But it's also, organized by the Dalet Kosos, in very real respect. The four, it's almost like the Seder is divided up, you know, into quarters, you know, based on the different Kosos. So there are, of course, other ways to break down, you know, the Seder, as well. So in the Mishnah in Arei Pesachim, discusses, you know, each of the Mezigas HaKos, each of the Kosos, you know, and what takes place. So we're told on Kuf Yud Zayin, on the base of the Mishnah, that Mazgulo Kos Shlishi, that they, mixed, you know, they got the right balance, they set up, in other words, the third Kos, and Mevarech HaMazono, that's the one that you make a Berachas HaMazon on. I believe one year I spoke about that. You know, why would there be a special, Kos just for Berachas HaMazon? Is that just a way of getting in the four Kosos, or is the theme of, you know, Berachas HaMazon itself a critical idea, which I think it is? Then the Mishnah continues and says, Revi, the fourth Kos, Gomer Olavas HaHalel, that's where you complete the Halel. You started Halel earlier, Halel Mitzri, you know, Halel Avde Hashem, and B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Machlokas Prim Beisil and Beishamai. You know, whether we say only the first or both, we say both. So that's the beginning of Halel, then we're Mafsik, you know, in the middle of Halel. That's a topic in its own right. Then, you know, after the meal, we come back to Halel, and we're Gomer all of us a Halel on the fourth, seemingly the last of the Kosos. The Omer Olav Birchas Hashir. And you say Birchas Hashir. What exactly is Birchas Hashir? That is also, you know, a very, very important discussion in the Gemara, as we'll see. Bena Kosos Halalu, Im Rotsa Lishtos Yishteh. But ben shlishi nuravi lo yishta, between the third and fourth coast, you're not allowed to drink. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rab Chanan, the Rabba, Shvamina, Birchas HaMazon, Tuna Kos, Amalei Rabba, Kasi, Takinu, Rabbanan, Derechenus, Kolchad, Vechad, Nabed, Bei, Mitzvah. Okay, each of the Kosos should be accompanied by a particular mitzvah. So then the Gemara zeroes in on the end of the Mishnah, Revi, Gomer, Lev, Zahalav, Emalav, Birchas HaShir. The Gemara says, My Birchas HaShir, what is Birchas HaShir? I see Zev is connecting with us. Okay. So, I don't know if it's, Zev, are you there? Okay. Well, we'll try to see if he has some armakomos. My Birchas HaShir. What is Birchas HaShir? So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Omer Yehallelucha Hashem Elokeinu. The same section that we say at the very end of, you know, regular Hallel, Yehallelucha Hashem Elokeinu. Melech Mehullah Batish Bachos. That is Birchas HaShir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kol Chai. No, not Yehalleluka, but Nishmas, which we're also, of course, you know, very familiar with. So then the Gemara continues and says, Tan Rabbanan Revi Gomer Lavas HaHalel, which we already said, right? On the fourth coast, you complete the Halel. I see now I can even see Zev, which is a pleasure.
Thank you. I've uploaded, I've uploaded the Makarot that you sent very recently.
Okay,
good. It's in, for everybody, it's in the chat section.
Okay, terrific. That's what I was hoping for. Again, I apologize for sending them so late, but I know that with your wizardry, you know, it's, you know, it's all, doable. Okay, I appreciate it. So anyways, on the Revi, Gomer Levas HaHalel, the Omer Halel HaGadol, Div Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, Div Rabbi Tarfon, the Yeshemim Hashem Lori Lo Exar. So the Gemara has, according to this Girsa, this is the Girsa of Rashi and the Rajbam, the Gemara says that Revi, the fourth coast, Gomer Levas HaHalel, that we know already, but What's additional, what's new, is instead of saying the Omer Birchas Hashir, which is what the Mishnah says, and then the Gemara have had a discussion, is that Yehalel Upa or is that Nishmas? The Gemara actually says that Omer Halel Hagadol. That's Rav Tarfa. Then the Gemara says, Mehechan Hal Hagadol. What is Hal Hagadol and where does it begin? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mehodu, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Kili Olam Chasto, that whole section. Ad Naharos Bavel. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishira Malos, Ad Naharos Bavel. Rabbi Chaba Yaakov says, Yaakov Bachalo Ka, Ad Naharos Bavel, etc. Then the Gemara says, Lama Nikro Shmo Halal Hagadol. Why is it the grand or the big Halal? Because that is how Hagadol is connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam's function as the source for Mizonos and Parnasa. And then the Gemara goes on to describe, you know, how important and how difficult, you know, providing Mizonos and Parnasa is for the world. Rabbi Yehoshua Belevi, right? Hani Esrim, Vishisha Hodu, Kenegin Mi, Kenegin Chaf of Dorish, Barakar, Baraku Balamo, Vilanasan Lahemis HaTorah, right? Vizonosam, Vichazdo. He sustained them with his chesed, even though they didn't have, you know, Torah, you know, and schuyos and purpose based on that. And, Amrav Chizda, Maitik Sid, Hodu Hashem Kitov, Hodu Hashem, right, Shagova Chavaso Shel Adam Betavaso Ashir, and so on. Ani. Then the Gemara continues. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the Gemara talks about how how difficult Parnassa is, how difficult Mizonos is. Nothing is more difficult than that. Kashim Mizonos Shel Adam Kipriyas Yamsuf in Hodu Lashem. You know, it's nosin lechem lechol basar kili alam chasto, and therefore this is called halal hagadol because, you know, the difficulty and also the importance, the indispensability of mizonos for man and parnasa is something that, you know, is inconceivable without the hashkacha, without the input of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so basically, the whole first Gemara, if we have the Mar Makomos, through your computer, you can see the whole first section, which is the Gemara, basically, just to sum up, the Mishnah says that, on the fourth kos, you say Birchas Hashir. The Gemara has a discussion whether Birchas Hashir is Yehaleluka or Nishmas. And from there, there's another Gemara that says, Revi Gomer Lemesahalel, the Omer Halal Hagadol, an additional factor. That's what Rav Tarfon says. Well, Hashem Roi Lo Echsa, then there's some discussion about exactly what it includes. And then it's perfectly clear, according to the Gemara, that what's significant about it, as I say, is the role that it plays in Mizonos, and the Ribbono Shel Olam's, you know, chesed, you know, to mankind and the world. Okay. What's fascinating is that there's another Girsa in the Gemara. If you look at the Rif, Alatar, and if you have the Marim Kolmos, that's here on page one. So the Rif says, the Rif's gear says, Revi Gomer Alav Esahalo. Okay, that's exactly, everybody has that gear, so. The fourth kos requires that you say, that you complete the halal. The Omer Alav Birchas Hashir, my Birchas Hashir, Rabbi Omer Yehaleluka, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nishmas, and so on. But then the girsa of the Rif continues, Tanu Rabbanan, Chamishi, the fifth kos, right? Omer Olav, Halal Hagadol, Divrab Tarfon. V'yeshom Mashem Rori Lo Echsar, Mehechan Halal Hagadol, right? Omer Nishmas Kochai, Rabbi Yudama Mehodu Gad Al Maharos Babel, Rabbi Yochan says Shira Malos, and Al Maharos Babel, Rabbi Acha said, Ki Yaakov Bal, Bachalo ka till Naharos Babel, Umin Hagabiyama Kirabi Huda Bitravayu. This is the Rif speaking. The minute of the world is to, you know, follow the position of Rabbi Yehuda, Bibirchas Hashir, Ubahalal Hagadol. Namely, that the fourth kos, you know, is Birchas Hashir, seemingly, and the fifth is Halal Gadol. So the Rif has a different Gersa in the Gemara, obviously. According to the Rif, right, there is something called the fifth kos, and Halal Gadol is connected to that fifth kos, Birchas Hashir, which is the Haluka or Nishmas, that's connected specifically, right, to the fourth kos. Okay. So let's take a step back for a moment. I've always been very intrigued by this issue. Hopefully everybody else will be intrigued by it too. But before we get too carried away, you know, let's remember that the general, psak is according to the Rashi and the Rashbam and their Girsa. The Girsa of Rashi and the Rashbam, there is no fifth kos at all. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Talmud Bavli. And by extension, the whole discussion about Halal HaGadol and its connection to Mizonos and its being kosher kekriyas yamsuf, and that's the reason why it's Gadol, all of that, according to the Girsa of Rashi and the Rashbam, is all connected with kos number four. Okay, and many Hagados, that's how it appears. Well, we have Ha'odul Hashem. I mean, the order of things is all confusing. That's another interesting topic to do. But we certainly say Halaluka, we certainly say Nishmas, we certainly say, Halal Gadol, according to most things. And the question about the order, something maybe we'll get a chance to get back to. But you say there's no issue about Halal Gadol particularly. There is no fifth kos, etc., according to Rashi, according to the Rashbam, and that's indeed the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tuf Pei Aleph, which we will find, if you have the Mar Mekomos, on probably on page, at least on my page, it's four, towards the end, Tuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, Achar Arba Kosos, after the four Kosos have been completed, in a Rashai Lishtos Yayin, you're not supposed to drink wine, Elamayin, Haga, V'chola Mashkin Dinan Kiyayin, Umishu Istinis, right, Otaiv Harbe Lishtos, if somebody's an Istinis and he really needs to drink more, Yachol Lishtos Kos Chamishi, V'yomar Olav, Halel Hagadol. So in Mordechai, this is the view of some of the Gaonim as well, kind of had a little bit of a compromise position, that basically the psak is in accordance with Chachmei, Ashkenaz, Rashi and the Rashbam, and their Girsa that there is no fifth kos, and all things being equal, you should try to abstain from, in drinking wine after the fourth kos. If somebody's very thirsty, or they're an istinus, or they always have to be drinking, or whatever, then what they could do is they could drink a fifth kos, V'yomar olav halal gadol. That's, of course, very intriguing. We'll see this more explicitly in a moment. But this is really based on, the psak of the tour, which is, quotes many other shittos, but the tour primarily bases himself on his father, the Rosh. The Rosh in, Perek Yud, Simen Lamed Gimel, I didn't put on the Mar Mekomos. Tan Rabbanan, Kos Chamishi, he had the Girsa on the Rif. So he's quoting it. Kos Chamishi, the fifth kos, Omer Malav Halal Gadol, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. V'yeshomim Hashem Roi Lo Achsar, V'rashban Gores, Rabbi Omer Malav Halal Gadol. Kos Chamishi, Man Dekar Shemei. That's why it's an important line. The Rosh is like, what's the fifth kos? Where did that come from? Right? V'im Balomar Kos Chamishi, Rishus. If what you want to say is that if you want and you're thirsty, you want to eat a drink of kos chamishi, then you should have said it. V'im yurtza yasa kos chamishi, hacha havelei lemeimar, herotza lasas kos chamishi, omar olav halal gadol. That's what you should have said, but it doesn't say that. Aval afi girsas ha-mefarshim, like the Rif, mashmed the Rab Tarfon, v'yeshom kos chamishi ha-bechova, v'nogo olam laso, ha-olam lasos rishus. The Rosh says it sounds a little bit, like, if you have the Girsa of the Rif, then it isn't a Rishus, it's not up to you, and it's not because you're an Istinus or you're thirsty. It sounds like there are five Kosos. and therefore it should be obligatory. So, but that's not our psak. The minhag ha'olam is that there are really four kosos, and that if somebody is thirsty, you know, then he can, you know, he can drink further. Although it's very intriguing that, you know, if he does drink further, the tradition is, one tradition, that he should then connect Halal HaGadol to the Kos Chamishi. Right? We wonder what that's really all about. Is that like a matir? If you're going to have another Kos, then you should also add more Divrei Shabbach V'Hoda'a? Or are we saying something a little bit, you know, different, as we'll see in a moment? Are we saying that the only way to justify saying Halal HaGadol is if you have a Kos Chamishi? That's what we have to figure out in a couple of minutes. Okay. So just to summarize, the Mishnah speaks about Balad Kosos. Never speaks about that. If you have the Gyus of Rashi and the Rashbam, we never speak about a fifth. We only speak about four. That's, you know, the prevalent view. However, the Rif, based on the position of the, earlier, of the Gaonim, has a gear so that there's a fifth coast, and that fifth coast is connected to Halal HaGadol, okay, which the Gemara says is connected to Mizonos. And we don't understand what that connection is, and we're very intrigued by this fifth coast. So let's see what more we can find out. So the opposite view of the Rif, of the Rashbam and Rashi, and, you know, the preference of the Rosh, Man Dekar Shemei, that this doesn't exist, is the view of Rav Tarfon according to the Baal HaMor. So if you have the Mar Makomos, did you renumber the Mar Makomos, or you left it as I sent it?
I think there were only two pages where I moved one line down so as to keep it, you know, not okay, just, you know.
I should send it to you all the time, you know, after the share begins.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So on the first page, the Baal HaMor, you know, I was curious, but there's also a practical reason I was asking, so let's see if my numbers are right. So the Baal HaMor, which is on the first page of the Mar Makomos, says the following. He quotes the Rif. He starts with the Rif. The Rif says there's a Fnar five Kosos. So the Baal HaMor says, Anan lo chazin an hay min haga, v'hal hagadol. But the way he starts is he says, I never saw this minag to say, Hal HaGadol, Lahalacha, wow. Why? I mean, it's in the Gemara that you say Hal HaGadol. Says the Baal HaMor, Da'alibu D'Rabbi Tarfon Hu, De'isle Kos Chamishi. The Gemara attributes the idea that you say Hal HaGadol, right, only to Rabbi Tarfon. But Rabbi Tarfon, according to the Rif, is the one who believes apparently that there are five kosos. The kaimelon katana didan to leislei eladalid kosos. But we paskin, like the Mishnah, that says, you know, liyifchasu, you know, midalid kosos. And, you know, gomir malav esahalel. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about five kosos. The only person who mentions five kosos is the girsa of the Rif and the gaonim, according to Rav Tarfon. Right? But what's fascinating is that the Baal HaMor understood that Rabbi Tarfon, who speaks about a fifth kos and who connects Halal HaGadol, is arguing with the Tana of the Mishnah and arguing that there aren't four, there are five. The Ratzon HaHosif Kos Chamishi V'Lasos K'Rabbi Tarfon, says the Baal HaMor, if somebody wants to drink a fifth kos, Eino Nimonin Oso, right? We're not going to stop him. You know, the Omral of Mashi Yirtza. And if he wants, he can say whatever he wants. Oka Rabbi Yehuda, Oka Rabbi Yochanan, Oka Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Vim Bolisht Oso Bibelo Klumen, Bonu Korach Lim Chos Biot. The Baal HaMor says like this. The idea of Rav Tarfon, which is that there are five kosos, isn't because he's thirsty or listenous, and it's not a Rishos, it's a Chalva. Rav Tarfon argues with the Mishnah, the Tanaim in the Mishnah, and thinks that there are five kosos. If you do four kosos according to Rav Tarfon, it's like doing three kosos, you know, according to our psak. But it's only according to Rav Tarfon, who has this view of five kosos, which you don't paskin like, that there is a mandatory, you know, din of Halal HaGadol. There's no requirement to say Halal HaGadol at all if you're not Reb Tarfon. If you want to say Halal HaGadol, you could probably say it. And if you, you know, paskin like the Mishnah, which we all do, that there are four kosas, and you want to drink a fifth, you could probably drink it. And you could probably say anything you want on it that's appropriate, including Halal HaGadol. But that's just, you know, all reshus. So what emerges, the chenim ratza lishtos kosas harbe. Matzasi b'tshuva v'arbeinu haigom, he quotes from haigom, women mishte drinking, to b'kos chamishi lo mashkham b'gamal da'asur, right, v'ada nechol kominan im aftir nachar matza afikom. You're not allowed to eat after the afikom. V'kini d'marichten b'rchas hamazon leisel nechol midan. After you make b'rchas hamazon, you shouldn't eat anything. Of a mishtaya, as for drinking, you know, afterwards, minhagahi, that's a minag. Very interesting language also. Yerusha's bani me'avosa elu, divrei hagon. That's, you know, besorah, whatever your family besorah is, whether you're allowed to drink or not. Umidvar v'talamed, shezeh sh'amar b'yushami, ben gimel adal, lo yushta, lama, b'shvil, why can't you drink between the third and the fourth? That's in the Mishnah, right? Why? B'shvil, I'm turning the page, shalom yishtaker. We don't want to get drunk. Dafka ben gimel adal, shalom yisim priyas halo. You have to be, you have your wits about you when you say halo. Aval achar kos revi, shekvar gamar halel. But after the fourth kos, when you've already said halel, in yishtaker, if you become drunk, lo yifsid. Velo niskar. It's not good, it's not bad. V'chein kosav harab b'shmuel. Between Pesach and Birchas Hamazon, you shouldn't drink. And so then, so on, he gets into that whole discussion. Okay, so what emerges from the Balamar is a very extreme, but a very fascinating view. Right, the Baal HaMor says there is an absolute connection between the requirement of saying and the importance of saying Halal HaGadol, which has to do with Parnasa, Hodeh LaHashem Ki Tov, you know, till Naharos Babel. But that is true only according to Reb Tarfon, and Reb Tarfon is of the opinion that there are five kosos. What's the connection between the fifth kos and Halal HaGadol? I mean, Halal HaGadol, again, for the Rashbam and Rashi, it's not true. They only have four kosos and they have Halal HaGadol. Right. But according to the Baal HaMor, we don't paskin like a tarfon, and therefore Halal HaGadol is completely a rishus. There's no significance to it. It becomes only significant if you paskin like a tarfon and there are five kosos. What is the fifth kos have to do with Halal HaGadol? Right? That we haven't yet explained. Okay. The Ravid thinks that the Baal HaMor is much too extreme. But he also doesn't agree with Rashi and the Rashbam that there's no fifth kos. So now we have a middle position. Look at the Ravid. That's the next entry on page two. The Ravid in the Kosev Shem who wrote, responding to the Baal HaMor. So he writes, Om Avram, ze lo yoda al mahu kvu'u. He says, the Baal HaMor misread or misunderstood the whole thing. U'bevada yesh smach l'minag hazeh. Of course there is a basis for saying Halal HaGadol on the night of the Seder as part of the Haggadah. The Gemara says it, midibir Reb Tarfon, sha'amar, according to the Girsa, even of the Rach and the Rif, Chamishi Omar Lav Halal HaGadol, U'mitzvah Lasos Kedivara. The Rif's Girsa is that on the fifth kos you say Halal HaGadol. So that's why we do it. The Baal HaMor said that's why we do it only if you hold that there are five kosos, not four kosos. That's where the Baal HaMor overstated. V'adalad kosos samchu b'agada keneged dalad v'ulos. Where did the Dalad Kosos come from? There are actually different views in Yerushalmi. The one that's most popular that we are also most familiar with, you know, since we were Tinokos Shobes Rabban, I'm guessing, is the Arba Lashonos of Geula, right? V'lakachti, v'ba'alti, v'hitzalti, v'hotzesi. Backwards. V'ahei, this is very interesting, kvar somchu b'hagada keneged v'heivesi. There's a fifth lashon, and that's the pasuk in Shmos, right? Perek above pasuk ches that comes after the others, where the Torah says, right? Let's just read the pasuk for a moment. Uses the language of right vehebesi, and this, of course, is the big question. The Torah uses the expression here. This is perek vav, pasuk, you know. All these psukim, l'chein amor l'bnei Yisrael ani Hashem v'hotzei sicha eschem, that's pasuk vav mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, hitzalti eschem avodosam, ga'alti eschem bezroi netuya b'shvatim gedolim. It's interesting, the first three are in one pasuk. That's interesting. Then the fourth one, which everybody agrees to, is in the next pasuk, but it's in a separate pasuk. L'kachti eschem li la'am. Because you can understand already, the fourth one is qualitatively different than the first three. The first three are, you know, different stages of actual, you know, liberty, right? From bondage, from Sivlos Mitzrayim, from Avodas Mitzrayim, right, from living, you know, as second class citizens, even if you weren't actual slaves. Is about the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel. That's totally different. You know, I'm fond of always quoting this Maimer Chazal, but Halu Avde Hashem, you know, Velo Avde Paro. You know, so the fact that we're not Avde Paro anymore is the first three stages. But the Halo Avde Hashem, that deserves a pasuk in its own right, for Lakachti. But then comes the pasuk after that, and that is, Vehevesi Eschem, this is pasuk Ches, El Haaretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadi, Lasei Sosa, La Avraham Yitzchak Ol Yaakov, V'nasati Osa Lachem, Morasha Ani Hashem. That's the pasuk which speaks not just about developing a bond and a special relationship, but about Knisa, a homeland, Knisa l'Eretz Yisrael. I promised it to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and that will be a morasha. Chazal, Rashi quotes it, say, the language of morasha, because you mostly will not actually enter into Eretz Yisrael, but it'll be a legacy, you know, that your children will yarshin. But that's the pasuk of the Hevesi. So the Ravid, here the Kos of Shem, says that according to, you know, there are arba lishonos of Geula, v'hei kvar samchu b'hagada, I don't know where he has that, keneged the Hevesi. That's where the fifth one comes from. The Tana Kamanami lo yifchesu lo midalad kosos kamar, unlike the Balamor. But Tafa doesn't disagree that there are four kosos. He argues that there are four kosos and there's also a fifth. Avalamosif aleim chamishi harezu meshubach. Of course, language playing on, you know, kolamar belisaper, you know, bitzias mitzrayim, or the Rambam's kolamosif lidrosh beparshas harami ovidavi, you know, harezu meshubach. So there's a harezu meshubach to add a fifth kos. Right? And again, so for Rashi, the Rajban, the whole thing doesn't admit, it doesn't exist. The Rash says, man dekar shemei. Halal gadol is just part of gomer malav is a halal, that's all. There's birchas hashir, it's part of birchas hashir, it's separate, whatever it is. Then you have the Balamar, who's saying, there's a fundamental argument among the Tanaim, whether there are four kosos or five kosos. We paskin are four kosos, and therefore halal gadol is out, completely. There's no halagadol. Reb Tafid holds our five kosos, right? That he doesn't say anything about vehebesi, but let's assume vehebesi for the moment. right? Probably the process of elimination. So the Hebesi is its own coast, but only the Hebesi justifies Halagado, which we yet have to explain. Okay? Then comes the Ravid and says, no, I think there's a third view. You could hold like the Rif. That doesn't mean that Rav Tarfon argues with the Mishnah. Rav Tarfon thinks that there are Dalid Lishonos Geula that trigger four obligatory Kosos, and there's a fifth Lashon Geula, the Hevesi, which creates a Kiyum, a Hareza Meshubach. And that is connected to Halagado. The Midikamar Omar of Halagado below Amira, Lo Shasile. Ah. So the other Chiddush of the Ravid is what I was referring to before, right? In order to drink a fifth kos, to justify it, you have to say Halagado. Halagado is the matir, right, for the fifth kos. This, in contrast to some other formulations which say the parallel opposite, which is that without the shtia of the fifth kos, you would say halagado. Okay, so we have in two directions, a very interesting connection between halagado and the fifth kos, even if it's not obligatory. Okay, then the Ravid concludes, V'yesh tam b'davar, right, b'zman shaya pesach, k'day sh'liyim sh'chu achar ashtia, v'yanichu achilas pesach l'nosar, yachshav she'im pesach nami, k'day sh'yehekar the valid kosas sh'keneged ha'geula. You shouldn't drink beyond all of this too much, because the kosas that you drink during the suda, it's not nikar that they are making a statement about phases of geula. So the Baal Amar shouldn't be making fun of, you know, people who say halagadol, even though they paskin that there are only four kosos. In other words, alin yanim achim. Likewise, the Ramban, not doesn't go as far as the Ravid, so I'm not going to read it because it's a little bit late already. But he says, no, the Ramban says that, you know, Baal Amar misspoke. Yeah, I'll read it for a second. I'll read it quickly. Amar Kosei, Bekan lo shama Baal Amar, Dibre Rishonim, Bela Ra, Hichos Rab Yitzhak Ben Geyos, Bela Matza Rab Marigon, Gam Min HaTshuva Shekasso Rabbeinu, Haigom Lo Kar Mimenu Vela Miktsasa. He accuses him of, you know, only reading half the Tshuva, and, you know, misunderstanding it. Everybody agrees that there are not five kosos that are a chov. No one thinks Rav Tarfon holds that way except for the Baal Amar. That's not what the Ravid said. Ravid said mitzvah min amuvchar. Im rotza lishtos, yikra. Im lav, lo yishta. If Rav Tarfon was arguing with the Mishnah, have a little member, but Gemara, Mani Masnisan, lo Rav Tarfon. They should have said it. Below Yeshomrim Kederach Kol Talmud, below Mishtamit Chad Tana Velisni, below Yufkasu, Vidalit Kosos Shalyayim, Rav Tarfon Omar Chamisha. You never find in the entire Talmudic literature somebody saying that according to Rav Tarfon, you can't get away with less than five Kosos. No one's treating Rav Tarfon as if we don't paskin like him. The Kaimalon, Dalad Kasi, Takina Rabbanan, Derecheros, Velo Chamisha. So the Ramban basically has it as a Rishus. The Ravid has it as a Mitzvah and a Mubchar connected to the Hevesi, right? And also connected to, Halal Haggadah. Right? That's a chiddush that the Ravid articulates, as we said, that, right, below Amira, right, lo shal silei. it's a matir for the fifth kos, is that it has to be connected to halagadol, whereas some Rishonim say exactly the opposite. If you look at the Orchos Chaim of Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Milunil, so he expands this view of the Ravid. The Orchos Chaim says, that's nice language. You know, he's giving, you know, background and explanation for some of the practices at the Seder. He says, "Hinei b'yarnu shachayavim kalecha b'dal tosos v'hem keneged dal geulos hotesi itzalti gaalti lakachti ubiu adavar kachu sheyesh kan dalid inyanim gedolim." There are four, you know, significant, you know, motifs shel geula shel kalecha liatzmo yesh laharbo shavach v'hoda el Hashem yisbarach. Each one which is deserving of praise for the Baruch Shalom. Harishonu v'otesi mitachas sivlus mitzrayim shebetchila l'rov sebel u'avoda hakasha yamaspik lanu imyakel ha'inu avoda. Just getting under the burden, you know, of the level of suffering was already an important stage. Afil nishar takas yado memshalto, even if we were going to remain under the aegis. U'bezei yalanu gula achas shel v'otesi. Right? That's the Hitzalti. Right? They're not our masters at all. Higula Shnia. Ilo Hotsiyon Mitachas Yadu Memshalto below the Ka'am below Hamamam Bishvatim Yod. If we didn't, like, you know, also get back at them a little bit and, you know, exercise some power over them, right? That zeh l'shon v'ga'alti, he ge'ula shlishis. Bino also calls evelo yielano ela legufos levad, dayenu. Right? V'hu yisparach l'kachanu l'la'am skula, v'hosa lanu sarid l'nefesh, v'toru lanu, right, as toraseinu anechbedes. V'hi gula revius, v'amro, v'lakachti eschemi l'amat, I was trying to explain, you know, why the first three are in one pasuk, in my opinion, that's why, and the fourth is separate. The Haravid Kasav is a little bit of an escalation. Garcina B'Yerushalmi, according to the Orchos Chaim, the Haravid claims that he found this in the Yerushalmi. We don't have it in our text of the Yerushalmi, but in the Yerushalmi that the Haravid had, it says in the Yerushalmi, Dalad Kosas Kenega Dalad Geulos, Shenebra Ben Yitzrayim, right, Votzesi, etc. From Tarfonay, maybe Chamishi, not arguing, but adding, not saying that it's, you know, there are five and not four. There are four and there's a fifth. Keneged Vehevesi. Okay, so it's reinforces the Ravid and adds that it's even a Yerushalmi as well. Which to be contrasted. Harav, yes, yes.
According to the Ramban that you quoted, then if that is Rishus, what about the idea that you can't eat anything after the Afikomen, then the fifth coast?
Right, so he's mechalik between drinking and eating. Which the Ravid already is, and he's the Ravid, the Ramban discusses that too.
I see. Even though it's a Rishus.
Yeah. The Talmud Minag Dalad Kosos, and one second, did I want to just turn to the Sefer Manik for a minute, just to contrast it. The Talmud Minag Dalad Kosos, Mepharish B'Yerushalmi Barbe Tzachim, Ube Bereshis Rabbah, Rabbina Omer Kenega Dalad Lashonos Gula, Kosa B'Daber, the Parshas Re'ei, I'm sorry, Va'eira, Votzesi Eschem, Itzalti Eschem, Galti Eschem, Kachti Eschem, the Hevesi Eschem adds the Sefer Manig. Sefer Manig is also Chachmei Provence. The Hevesi Eschem, Eino Min HaMinyan, She'eino HaGeulos, El Basores HaAretzu. Okay? The Hevesi doesn't qualify as a Geula, it's Basores HaAretzu. It's hard to know what he means by this. Meaning he's saying that there is a qualitatively different. Why? Because one is about, you know, Sur Meira, one is the actual Geula, the other is the icing on the cake, you know, the added dimension. We'll get back to this. It's one of the things I want to discuss. But the Manig is trying to explain why, even though there is a Lashon, you know, that seems to be a Lashon Geula, the Hevesi, that's Basores Haaretz, that's not the Geula itself. Is it because at this point in time it didn't happen? It only happened much, much later? you know, and the Rabbanu Shlomo also knew that it was going to be even later than that, frankly, because of the Chet HaMeraglim. But either way, I mean, everything else took place immediately, right? The Hotzesi, the Goalti, you know, the, you know, Lakach, the, all, the Tzalti, Lakach, everything took place immediately. Neveisi is much later. So it's Basor Es Haaretz, meaning it's the good news. Then they're not getting it. Is that what the Manig means? They're not getting it now. Everything else they got immediately. It's a Basoret. It's good news about what will be. Sometimes Chazal use that expression when they say, oh, like, you know, like, for example, even in the aftermath of the Chet HaMeraglim, you know, when the Gzeira already that, you know, they were going to remain in the Midbar, you know, so Torah, you know, provides, you know, kind of a nechama by speaking about the mitzvah of, Nesachim and Chala, and Chazal say, oh, Besorah, you know, Hodia Lahem, Sheikansu, you know, La'aretz. This is the Rabbanu Shlom's way of saying, not now, but, you know, keep the faith, it'll happen. So is that what the Manig is saying? It's not, it doesn't have its own coast. It's not a Lashon of Geula, or at least not, it's Besorah La'aretz. But you can see already what's going on here. There's something very fascinating, right, in trying to figure out, you know, and again, the pasuk of Vehevesi.
Not an integral part of the whole story. Vehevesi is something that is connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It has nothing to do with the experience of Mitzrayim. Vehevesi.
Well, yeah, right, but you could say, I mean, it's not so hard either to understand that, I'll give you the contrast. So let's just look at, I mean, this is exactly what we're trying to figure out here. So, I mean, that's the question. So the Ravid in another tshuva, tshuva subsakim simi kofi beis, the next mar makom, for me this is page 3, I'm not sure if what it is for you, it says, v'kos chamishi rishosu, here, unlike in the Kos of Shalmor, he says mitzvah namuvkar, here he says rishosu, but it says v'heveisi, right, lo tazu basar ipcha, v'agolim kosfu behilchosa. This is a little bit more moderate. Okay. But if you look at the, Bali Tosis ala Torah, there you have maybe the strongest formulation of Ezalashon Geula. The last entry, no, not the last entry, the practically the last entry on page 4. You have Das Kina Bali Tosis Shmos Perik Gibbeis Pasakas. So listen to this. Dal Kosis Kineged Dal Geulos. Rotsesi Vitalti Begalti Belakachti. Right? The Kos Chamishi, the Hainu, Leman, the Tzarech, Lemishte, is that like the Balamor, because it's only Reb Tarfon, or whoever thinks that you have to eat, drink a fifth Kos, who Keneged Vehebesi, Shagam Hu Gula. Right? Kid Amri Inshi, as people say, Man Demare, Shachore, right? Unmasar Kodide Biade, If the master frees you, he liberates you, and he gives you everything you need, ilo aisi lebeidare, but if he doesn't, you know, let you go back home, or he doesn't take you home, or doesn't give you a home, mayahanile, what's he done for you? Pirish, evad sheshichru rabo, umasalo gavio biado, right? Im lo avio lebeis diraso, ma mo'e lo kolatov, hachanami, lo hevi akadosh baruch hu, son, the Eretz Yisrael, Mahayamo Lahem Hayatsiya Shel Mitzrayim. So you have very interesting, you know, formulations here. There's a lot going on here. It's not a question, you know, being, you know, a Zionist or not a Zionist. You know, everybody agrees that Eretz Yisrael is crucial to the destiny of Klal Yisrael and so on. But at this point and in this context, is it part, it's like you just said, is it part of this story? Or is this like a later stage? Or is this something in between? You know, of course it's part of this story, but it's not part of the immediate transformation. Maybe it needs, you know, a development. Maybe it needs, you know, a process, you know, first of all, of time and of distance, but also of maturation for Klal Yisrael itself. So the question of, you know, this Kos Chamishi, its status. Is it a Chiyuv? Is it a Chiyuv or a Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, but it's an add-on? Is it a Rishus? Right? It is one of the Rishonus HaGula. It's not. And if not, fundamentally not, or just because timing-wise, not yet. Like, what exactly is going on? And how is this connected to, which it is, you know, according to various of the shitos that we've seen, to Halal HaGadol? So before we get to that, just one other interesting discussion. And then I wanted to mention the Maharal, and then I'll tell you what I think, I've already mentioned it, but we'll discuss a little bit more what's going on here. First of all, it should be noted that the Rambam also makes reference to the fifth kos. His attitude towards it is uncharacteristically ambiguous, in my opinion. Typically, the Rambam takes a stand or a stronger stand. But if you look here at the Rambam, Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud, so, you know, it's kind of at the end of the Achakach Notel Yadav, Vivarech Birchus Amazon, Al Kos Shlishi, Vishosei, Achakach Mosei Kos Revi, Vigomar Lev Sahalal, the Omar Lev Birchus Hashir. So far, just like the Mishnah, what is Birchas Hashir? He haluka Hashem kol ma'asecha, the mevarech bore pri agafen, the ina toim achar kach klum, kol alayla chutz min amay. So far, there are dalid kosos, and you shouldn't drink anything after you finish that. But then the Rambam adds, v'yesh lo limzog kos chamishi, right? You could, you know, or some do. This is the Girsa of the Rif, based on the Gaonim, serve a fifth kos, but lomar olav, halal gadol. Notice that the Rambam doesn't mention halal gadol outside of the kos chamishi. V'hu mehoda l'ashem kitov ad naharos babel, v'koze eno minachova k'mo dalad kosos. But he doesn't say it's a rishus. He also doesn't say it's mitzvah ben amuvkar. That's the ending part of the Rambam. So there's a very interesting discussion in general among the Gaonim, among the Poskim. Part of it is captured very nicely in Rabbeinu Manoach, which we're going to look at in just a second. And that is like, you know, so let's say you decide you want to go for the fifth kos. Okay? So, you say halal agadol. That part is clear. We still have to explain that a little better, like what that connection is according to the various positions. But typically, at least this is the view of the Gaonim, when you, any of the other kosos that you drink, there's like a bracha lefaneh, baruch pri hagafen, and it's also connected to something else that you're doing. You know, like birchas hamazon, halal, gomer malav zahal, birchas hashir, you know? So, what would you say at the end of the fifth kos? So there's a huge debate, very unclear, but, you know, exactly, but it's clear that there's a debate about it. Like, would you say Birchas Hashir twice? Right? Or would you hold out Min Haluka? Would you say Haluka after the fourth kos? After your Gomer's Halel, the regular Halel? Then you'd have the fifth kos, you'd say, you know, halal gadol, hodul Hashem, ad naros babel, maybe say haluka again? Or, that's very intriguing, like saying it twice. Obviously, you'd only say it twice if you were taking very seriously what it is that you're adding. Otherwise, it would be levatala. Or, equally fascinating, would you hold out the haluka, the birkas hashir, and say like this, oh, if you're only having four kosos, then you'll say haluka in the end. But if you're going to have five kosos, maybe say nishmas or something for the fourth, do the fifth, right? And then say haluka, you know, instead of after the fourth. Now, that's also very interesting because the Gemara says, my birchas hashir, haluka, or, you know, shem roi loechsa or whatever. I'm sorry, or nishmas. So would you do that? Either of those would seem to highlight that the kos hachamishi isn't just a rishus. It's certainly not just for an istinus or a person who needs to drink, but that somehow what we're trying to figure out is this added dimension that you are you know, contributing by doing Kos Chamishi, you have to justify it. It, you know, it's justified by Halal Gadol, or Halal Gadol is justified by it. And not only that, but you're either going to say Yahaluka Torah, Birkas Hashir again, or you're going to hold out Birkas Hashir. Like, what's going on? So look for just for a second at Rabbeinu Manoach, just to see some of the considerations here. Rabbeinu Manoach says, Yesha Limzo Kos Chamiv, referring to the Rambam, Abraham Farish, Mas Shaminan, Dasa Lemishte Yayin, Acher Dalet Kosos. Normally we think you're not allowed to drink after Dalet Kosos. Yesha Kadait to Shari, Maima Tzuchin Lememra Halagadol. Ah. He's saying the only reason that you're allowed to drink, right, is because you're going to say Halagadol is the matir, like we saw, you know, earlier in the Ravid. Elav Shmamina Ein Lishtos. If you can drink the fifth kos, even though it's not a chova, does that prove that you can't drink for the rest of the night? Or does that prove that you can drink for the rest of the night? So most of the Farshim say, well, you couldn't have a fifth kos if you couldn't drink for the rest of the night unless it was a chova. Rabbeinu Manoach is saying the opposite. He's saying the very fact that the only way you can drink is if you treat this as a fifth kos, namely you say Halal Gadol. Otherwise you couldn't drink because it wouldn't be a halachically consequential, justified, you know, practice. Aval imratza lishtos, tzorech lomar, aloso kos, dunya, duruvi, minyana, the halela, minyana, the yitzias mitzrayim. You've got to, you know, you've got to speak about, you've got to turn this into a kos, not just a drink, right? Ubalav hachi aser lishtos. Aval kos chamishi, also, lahosif kos, after the kos chamishi, there's no more kosos, not the view of the Balamar and the Ravid that we saw earlier. Afilah yidei shira. Even if you're gonna add more halal, like make a sixth kos, a seventh kos, you could keep going, right? You know, ad kriyas shma shel shachris. Dafilah abtar filo kalmar, el kos chamishi bilvad. Keneged veveisi eskem alaretz. Abel Yoser Mikain Asr, Bakasma Raibid, Bachuba, Sheila, Hanid Asr, the Mishti Khamra, Basr, Daud Kosas, Lab Mikar Alocha. The Raibid disagrees. He says, no. The prohibition to drink after four kosos, that's only a minag. Elami minhaga. The Afshab is Manazesh, Anu Osim Shneyamim, Nahaga Minag, Babvurhaniyam. This is very interesting. He said, maybe the whole thing is just a minag, because, you know, we give the Aniyim, we have Yantav Sheni Shel Galios, so we give the Aniyim enough for two nights. And if we let them drink, you know, as much as they want on the first night, you know, there won't be anything left for the second night. So this not will have David Kosis Menat Tabchui, and Shnei Leilos, Kadesh Leishto also a Yayin, Shemesalom Shnei, I didn't make it up. Leilos, Belaila Achas, and Higum Shel Lishtos Yayin, Achar David Kosos, Adkan. But then he says, because of mixas gonim, shemish omer halagadol al kos chamishi, tzorech lachto mihaleluka. Harai the kos of the lav samchahu, echeshavik halela, sheuchova bekuliyomi, right, the halela, the kos of behalagadol. Meaning there was a shita. I mentioned before, there's another sheet that says you say haluka twice. Very strange. But now he's quoting the sheet that says, oh, you hold the haluka out, birchas hashir, you don't say it after the fourth kos, you only say after the fifth kos. Dibayamar, dibayalam, you say, how could you do that? How could you say birchas hashir on the voluntary kos chamishi, on the halal hagadol, which is not a typical halal, right, and ignore Kos Revi, which is the typical and the obligatory one. But there was such a shita. What emerges is that there is a range of different views. Is there a Kos Chamishi? Is it just, you know, a heter shtia for an istinus or people like that or in general? Okay, those are all different shitos. Or, in the other extreme, does Reb Tarfon really think that there are five kosos, not four? Or, more intriguing, in between, the Ravid, different versions of the Ravid and others, and some of the Gonim, who say there are four kosos, but there's a mitzvah and a muvchar, right, to do the fifth. Or a rishus. But whether it's a mitzvah and a muvchar, which is a stronger view, or it's a rishus, it is intimately connected with Hodu Lashem Kitov, with Halla Gadol, in either direction. You can't say Halla Gadol without a Kos Chamishi, or you can't drink a Kos Chamishi without Halla Gadol. And then, is it so significant that when you add it, it justifies a second Birkas Hashir, or it takes over from the, you know, core Birkas Hashir, and it becomes the Birkas Hashir? Like, why would any of that be? Let me just share the Maral just for a minute. My time really is running out, so I can't really do justice to it. The Maral in his Gevuras Hashem has a very beautiful discussion of the significance of the fifth kos. And he basically suggests that the fact that it is, I'm just looking to see if I can find it here, the fact that it is, not chova, and that there's no independent bracha for it, is connected to the fact that it is connected to Halal HaGadol and to Mizonos. Maral Kedarko, and, I think it's very fascinating, but even if you're not, into some of the, elaborate, symbolic structure of the Maral, more generally, but the bigger idea here is one which I think is very compelling. The Maral basically was troubled by the whole focus of Halal HaGadol. It says Halal HaGadol is about Mizonos and Parnassa. It's not about Geula. It's not about Halal in a bigger way. It's about, daily struggle for existence, and the challenges, that engenders. He's like, how can it be that he's very troubled about the minhag that some people have, which is that they say, Birchas Hashir, then they say Halal HaGadol, and then they say Nishmas. So the Maral, again, I would read it in, but it's a little bit late, says, I don't think that is correct at all. Because Birchas Hashir and Nishmas are connected to the themes of Halal and Hodah more generally. But Halal HaGadol, which is about Mizonos, that's like a hefsek. I think there are answers for that question, but not for now. Meaning, he says that's why it's connected to the Kos Chamishi. The Kos Chamishi, because it's not obligatory, doesn't mean that it's inferior. In some respects, the Kos Chamishi and Halal HaGadol, because it's not focused only on Nisim v'Niflos, what we call, a Nes Galui, and it's not connected, obviously, even though there are examples in Halal HaGadol, but, it starts off, very, broadly, Hodu Lashem Kitov, Adoni Adonim, et cetera, before it starts getting into, examples of Nisim as well. Says the Maral, in some respects, the ambition is greater, in terms of daily parnasa, the hashgacha, which is part of daily life, that's a greater challenge, than the nisim and the flows of Mitzrayim. And that's why there's no chiyuv. You have to kind of, feel it and experience it. And it's also of such significance that it's almost like beyond being formulated, as a mitzvah. Let me just, "Ubizeh teda lama tiknu kos chamishi," says the Maral. "Ki achar shetiknu dalid kosos shel geula tiknu kos chamishi neged haparnasa shehi yoser min hageula." Okay. "Rak shehu reshus shebelayla zeh tiknu dalid kosos b'shvil hageula. Al bavadai mitzvah ika kikos he hu hashlamas hageula." It's the completion of the geula. אבל בוודאי מצווה עיקר ככוסי שלמס הגאולה. כבר אמרנו כי הגאולה באה לעולם הנבדל, לעולם הריבוי. This is already where you get into Maharal speak, which is, you know, very important, but you have to really appreciate or understand the symbolism. But as I say, even without it, what emerges is the Maharal's arguing that just because it's a reshus, davar zeh mevuar, gam lamakos hei reshus, kemezonos lefi godel madregasan, shehem al ha-geula, einam chayavim al ha-adam. Hachiyuv u-bedvarim shehem krovim etzleinu. He makes, you know, everything the opposite. You know, you would think that, you know, parnasa and mezonos, that's like daily life, and that's nothing. But if you were to understand, you know, its indispensability and the role that the Rabbanu Shalom plays in that, right, it's just beyond us. And you almost, you can't codify it as a chiyuv. You just have to have like a sense of it. And that's why you say, Hashem roi leo echsar al kosei, muchach she'ikar kosei b'shvila mezonos nitkan, ve'ininyan ze el halal ben nishmas klal. Mikomokom ikar halal hagadol, aminan b'shvil nosei lechem b'chal basar, ki le'olam chaso. Ve'ein ze shayich lehalal, v'hayolanu lasos kosei, o shalala omro klal. If you can't say halal agadol, says the Maharal, then you can't say, you can't drink the fifth kos. I would say it also works in the opposite direction. Unless you appreciate the fifth kos, right? Halal hagadol is, you know, dvarim shababakach, it's daily life. It has no place, you know, on the night of the Seder where you're celebrating nisim gluyim. In the Gvuras Hashem of the Maharal, despite his enthusiasm for it, the Maharal seems to conclude that we paskin, you know, that we don't say the fifth kos. In the Perush of the Divrei Neginim, this is the controversial part, which I'm not going to speak about long because I don't have time, and the Lashon Limudim that my great-grandfather put out, he put out this Haggadah originally, the conclusion is exactly the opposite. He says that the Rashbam and the Rashi Shita is a minority view, and, you know, that the fifth kos is so important that, you know, to ignore it is really to miss out on a really important kiyum. He also comes to the conclusion, that, you know, the Mishnah says, you know, there are only four kosos, lo yifchasu mi arba kosos. So he says, because it's, again, it's a completely different kind of experience. And not only that, but his suggestion is that it was never designed for everybody in the Seder to say, but that the person who leads the Seder is the only one who should really drink, you know, the fifth kos, and he should represent everyone with it. The truth is that for, again, this is the Haggadah that my great-grandfather put out, and for many, many, you know, years, the practice in our family was that on Yom Tov Sheni, we didn't do this on the first night, but on Yom Tov Sheni, you know, my father would always, only my father, but he would do the fifth kos, you know, based on the guidance, you know, that appears in this Haggadah. Then some years later, it became, you know, a very big controversy. Some, you know, historians delved into the matter and came to the conclusion that it wasn't really the sub that the Lashon Limudim and the Divrei Negidim, you know, may not have been the work of the son-in-law, the Maharal, quoting him, and that, you know, it might have just been a mechanism. So my father stopped doing it, but this was something that we grew up with. But I always thought that there's an added dimension to all of this, and this is what I want to bring back. And that is that in some respects, you know, the theme of mezonos being, you know, a more subtle, but in some respects, a more profound, right, expression of Hashkachas Hashem, and therefore, you know, there being kind of a, you know, a more flexible perspective on whether or not it should be included in the Haggadah, and the connection, therefore, between the Kos Chamishi and Halal Hagadol has to do with the role of Eretz Yisrael generally, and in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the establishment of Klal Yisrael, you know, even more particularly. And that's for the reasons that we discussed before and that we already noted in the Lishonos of the Rishonim, right? Where the Sefer Manik says it's not a Lashon of Geula, it's a Besora Tova, by which he meant, you know, it's not, you know, casting off the bad, that's the later aspiration, you know, to achieve, you know, positively. Or, you know, it's not something that, you know, was attained immediately. It's the Besora Tova that, you know, the end of the process, you know, will bring. And I think it's particularly important to realize and to understand that in many respects, of course, the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim, and especially the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, followed, you know, which, you know, in the four Geulos culminates with Lakachti, you know, Lakachtem Li Le'am, this reciprocal relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, which of course is cemented Hayom Hazeh Ne'eseh La'am, you know, at Har Sinai, which is clearly the goal, that all of this is cultivating or creating Klal Yisrael. And that requires a process and a time. And the role of Eretz Yisrael in that as the ultimate goal, as part of the initial and indispensable aspiration, is unquestioned. And that's why the Hevesi is so critical, the way that the Baalei Tosfos Alei Torah describe it. At the same time, because it was a process, it didn't have the same initial, you know, equal impact as v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, v'hitzalti. It couldn't have. It required that all these steps take place. Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch, as a leitmotif in all of his works, you know, emphasizes, you know, it's everywhere in his, you know, in his writings and in his Parish Ala Torah, all over the place, that, you know, it's so critical to realize that Klal Yisrael is unique in that it's the only nation that wasn't created on its homeland, right? Became a nation in the Midbar or in Mitzrayim. Every other nation, you know, is kind of, you know, defined, you know, by, you know, the economy and the climate and whatever other, you know, cultural elements are promoted, you know, by the venue. And when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael was a nation before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, although Eretz Yisrael was always the destiny and always, you know, the intended homeland from the very, very beginning. Koach Masov Higadliamo from the time of Bereshis. But at the same time, the fact that, you know, Eretz Yisrael was defined by the constitution of Toras Yisrael, you know, rather than the other way around, is an indispensable truth that defined and really, in the end, you know, gave greater importance and significance also to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the pshat, you know, Kichelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov, Hevel, Nachal, Aso, you know, that we read of in Hazina, which Ramban says means, you know, Ein Mazal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's, you know, history is different, and also living in Eretz Yisrael, you know, is different. There's like a direct, you know, hashgacha. But that direct hashgacha has to do with, you know, Klal Yisrael's Kabbalas on Mitzvos and Kabbalas on Malchus Shemayim. Klal Yisrael existed before, and Klal Yisrael exists, sadly, you know, even when we're in Dallas. The goal, and we're at our best when we're in Eretz Yisrael. So that the Hevesi, as a Lashon Geula, is really, especially in the context of, you know, celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, you know, is kind of really a very challenging, you know, aspect. Because historically it wasn't there yet. It was Besora Tova. And that had its own impact, but at the end of the day, it wasn't there at that point, and it maybe couldn't have been or shouldn't have been. The status of Eretz Yisrael for Korban Pesach, I believe, is connected to this issue, although I'm not going to elaborate now. The impact of Parshas Mikra Bikurim, which celebrates Eretz Yisrael, I believe Bikurim is the mitzvah that celebrates Eretz Yisrael more generally, not just because, you know, we celebrate, you know, Reishis Bikurim, and we happen to pick Minim Shenishtabchu Ba'ebehen Aretz. I think it's exactly the opposite. I think it's a celebration of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that it revolves, you know, it is so central in Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim, something I had an opportunity to speak about last night, is not a coincidence. And, you know, the Hevesi echoes in that Parsha, you know, from the perspective once you get into Eretz Yisrael, you know, are very different. So in that respect, you know, the fifth coast, the idea of the Hevesi, you know, both why not and why yes, kind of leads you to an interesting, you know, position where you might argue that the ambiguity of it, you know, it being a mitzvah and a muvkar, but not a chiyuv, it being a reshus, you know, but not even a mitzvah min amuvkar, but either way, being connected to the lofty when understood sensitively, concept of hashgacha, of mezonos and parnasa, the idea that that is specifically and most particularly in Eretz Yisrael, right, where Jews live naturally and they live, you know, most ideally, you know, that's the land in which Eine Hashem, you know, Mitchilas Hashana Biad Sof Hashana. We're in a Shemitah year right now, so we can really, you know, appreciate that level of Hashgacha and Parnasa and Mizonos, you know, even more profoundly. So the idea that, you know, there could be a Kos Kamishi, but it's intimately connected in both directions with Halal Agadol. And at the same time, there are Arba Shonos Geula, even the way the Psukim present them, even if there are five, there are four and there's a fifth. All of that, I think, really reinforces, you know, this whole perspective. So I just wanted to end by saying, again, the Shir is Lezeicha Nishmas Rabbi Chai Arbisfeld, who was a lifetime passionate Zionist. You know, I remember he used to say jokingly that, he liked, you know, people who believed in the Gimel Regalim. But the Gimel Regalim were, you know, I see Benji's smiling, so I got it right. Was Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, and Yom HaShoah. You know, he said, you have to believe in the Gimel Regalim. But he was somebody who, I think, whose, you know, his involvement in Mizrahi and whose love for Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, he used to speak about it a lot, and he went a lot, and he did a lot. But he had, I think, an amazing, you know, correct perspective. He was a Talmud of the Rav and a Talmud of our, you know, Yeshiva Aser Ben Yitzchak Elchanan, and a person who, you know, learned his whole life. So he understood that Eretz Yisrael has to fit into the totality of Torah Yisrael, and that it represents the ideal. You know, when you have the other four geulos, and you have Maimon Har Sinai, Matan Torah, so then the Hevesi is like the icing on the cake, and not just, you know, a nice addition, but something that really, you know, refines and redefines, you know, everything that came before it. And in that respect, the relationship is complex, but the relationship is even more powerful. So halacha, most people don't do the fifth coast. Even in our family, we, you know, kind of stopped doing it, but it is a very honored view in the Rishonim, different levels, and both with you, if you do it or you don't do it, the issues that it raises are issues that really enrich our understanding of Geula, our understanding of Jewish nationhood, and therefore contribute in a very significant way to our appreciation of Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Seder. So I want to wish everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and we'll continue with our regular shiurim, you know, after Yom Tov.
Chazal say, Godol Parnasasa Shoadam Min HaGeula, Shedemar Amalcha Gosri Elohim HaRoosi. So Zonos, you can have done through a Malach, but Parnasi, neither Rabbanu Shalom.
That's right. So that, again, if you look at these Gemaras in Arde Psachim, they're really the makar for some of the most, some of these strongest statements. So not coincidentally. Okay. Anyways, have a good Yom Tov, everyone.
That Shavuos is the kind of culmination of when Eretz Yisrael becomes the,
That's the Chag HaBikurim too. Right.
And we just sort of express it through Mikra Bikurim, drawing on that same historical narrative as we spoke about last night, and sort of culminating that, that now Vesias Priyadama Shinathatal Yashem. And that's when it becomes sort of
Just very good. Exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.